Praise the Lord, everyone. I'm glad to be starting the Daniel Fast with you today. Day one of our devotionals based on Craig Groeschel's book, Soul Detox, Clean Living in a Contaminated World. And I'm going to be recording these devotionals, so if you're on the go, you can just listen to it rather than have to take the time to read it, although I would recommend both if possible. This first devotion is based on a chapter entitled Deception, Infection, Telling Ourselves the Truth. American Idol. Craig Groeschel begins this chapter in Soul Detox by talking about how he loves to watch the first few rounds of American Idol, primarily to see the disillusioned contestants who truly believe they are blessed with angelic voices. It is always comical when these cringeworthy contestants begin belting out off-key, drowning cat-sounding renditions of a song that is barely recognizable. They are so passionate, lost in their, quote, artistic expression. After suffering for a few bars of the song, one of the judges must cut them off. "Stop right there. Please do not butcher this beautiful song any longer. I cannot take it. I would rather listen to fingernails on a chalkboard." Or they may say something like, "Do you actually think you are a good singer? Or is this some kind of a joke?" Inevitably, the contestant will be totally miffed that the judges would have the nerve to say they can't sing. They will usually protest vehemently that they are talented and they are America's next great star. After trying to get through to the contestant, one of the judges will sometimes ask, "Do your friends and family tell you that you can sing?" To which the contestant will reference someone that tells them they are a great singer. Detecting self-deception. We all know someone that thinks they are really good at something. They often go out of their way to brag to others about how good they are. Then you see them do it, and you find out they're awful at it. You're probably thinking about someone right now. Very few people will admit to suffering from self-deception, but almost everyone will say they know someone who does. How is that mathematically possible? The reality is that we all struggle with self-deception in one form or another. "The heart is deceitful above all things," Jeremiah 17:9. So how do we begin identifying our self-told lies and start seeing the truth? First, Groeschel says we have to undertake a ruthless self-examination. As you begin to analyze your life in the mirror of God's Word, you'll begin to see behaviors that are unacceptable and need to be changed. A warning: when you get close to identifying and eliminating a toxic killer in your life, the enemy will fight hard to keep his grip on your life in this area. Watch out for the following phrases that we use to try to justify our toxic behaviors. "I don't have a problem with this." "It's really no big deal. This is one way I cope with everything." "I'm not as bad as most people." "I can quit anytime I want to." "This is just the way I am." In order to overcome our self-deception, we must avoid getting defensive and justifying our toxic behaviors. Faithful friends. Proverbs 15:31-32 in the NIV says, "He who listens to a life-giving rebuke will be at home among the wise. He who ignores discipline despises himself, but whoever heeds correction gains understanding." Notice the phrase, life-giving rebuke. Not all rebukes are life-giving. Some are life-taking. Having clarified that, We all need faithful friends who will challenge us about our toxic behaviors in a way that gives life. Like the American Idol contestants that are lied to by friends and family members, we can surround ourselves with people that will feed rather than starve our self-deception. But it is faithful friends that will tell us in a loving, life-giving way that we need to improve. Accountability to our spouses and brothers and sisters in Christ will help us to overcome self-deception. Instead of getting defensive and mad, we need to learn to humbly receive the life-giving rebukes from those that love us. Take action. When God reveals spiritual toxins that need to be cleansed, I pray you will have the courage to act swiftly and decisively. James said in chapter 1 of verse 22, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." You can't change what you don't see. It's time to see the truth. You may be tempted to argue, "But I'm not a bad person." May I respectfully and lovingly say, "Yes, you are. And so am I." We are all selfish, sinful people. The Bible tells us our hearts are deceitful above all things. Jesus, the only one who is good, is the remedy for our poison. When you clearly identify what is slowly killing you, which is far more difficult than it sounds, you can take the toxic influences to Jesus for cleansing, purifying, and healing. When we identify the lies we so readily tell ourselves, His truth can set us free. By God's power, we must drop the masks and tell the truth. Think about it. Why do we so readily deceive ourselves? The answer is simple and life-transforming. We deceive ourselves because we are afraid of the truth. The very thing we fear is what we need most, because when we know the truth will set us free. John chapter 8, verse 32. Stop lying to yourself, swallowing the poisonous self-deceptions that keep you from experiencing healthy spiritual growth. Admit the truth. Come clean. If you're willing, the truth will set you free.